The UN's lead man on tsunami relief angered a lot of people by calling rich nations stingy. But the Norwegian diplomat, Jan Egeland, sees it as part of his job to remind wealthy nations to follow through on their pledges for the tsunami victims. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Jan Egeland describes himself as the oil in the machinery in a massive relief operation, presenting donor countries with his constantly updated wish list for helicopters and transport planes. Though he says his stingy comment was taken out of context, he does seem to be pleased that it sparked competitive compassion among donor countries.
I'd rather see competitive compassion than no compassion. My famous statement, which I will not repeat, was one referring to the situation where a community of 30, 40 very rich societies are not able or willing to foot the bill of feeding the children of the world.
The boyish-looking Norwegian is known for his blunt talk about his many trips to conflict zones. He's had a career working on humanitarian aid in the Norwegian Foreign Ministry, the Norwegian Red Cross, and in the UN system. Before the tsunami, he was writing op-eds about the horrors of the civil war in northern Uganda and talking to U.S. officials about the world's declining aid for humanitarian disasters. At his daily briefings on the tsunami relief efforts, Egeland never misses a chance to mention Eastern Congo, where he says the high death rates can be compared to a tsunami every few months.
It hurts as much to be wounded in the Congo as in the Kosovo. It hurts as much to be displaced in Sudan as in Sri Lanka. It is as terrible to see your child dying from diarrhea in Banda Aceh as it is to see your child dying from diarrhea in Guinea.
Egeland says donors tend to give about a third of what he asked for to deal with such emergencies. The response to the tsunami has been dramatically different and much more generous, but don't expect Egeland to change his tune.
Are the rich countries in the world addressing world needs and world poverty on a sufficient level? It is my job to say no.
The UN official is already worried that donors may be generous in the tsunami-hit countries in the Indian Ocean region and cut back elsewhere. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.